W4KEJ, Knoxville, Tennessee. This is W4KEJ, Whiskey 4, Kilo Echo Juliet, in Knoxville, Tennessee, coming through Echo Link.
That, Whiskey 4, Kilo Echo Juliet, KQ4LOO. I'm receiving you pretty decent.
Roger, where is this repeater located at? What can you tell me about the repeater system there, Glenn? Competition? Not that I know of.
Roger that. It's good to hear from you from Tennessee, though. Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar.
What is the actual frequency of the repeater that I'm talking through, over?
146-610.
And is it located in Greenville, or is it located like on a mountain somewhere near Greenville?
By Greenville. It's not necessarily in Greenville. It's Caesar's Head, South Carolina, just outside of Greenville.
Does it have pretty wide area coverage? The reason I'm asking these questions is I'm going to be moving to Greenville in the near future. So that's the reason I'm on here, talking to Greenville, trying to get some more information about the repeaters and hams in the area. Over.
I'm about 35, almost, not quite 40 miles, about 35 miles, well, probably 30 miles, but probably 40 minutes from the repeater. SWAT radio.
Can you work the repeater on a handheld anywhere in Greenville?
The antenna, I use a Baofeng UV-5R, and I can reach it pretty fine.
Well, and there's no PL tone on the repeater, is that correct?
Not that I'm aware of, but I think it's a minus either 5 or 6, if I can't remember which one. It's either 5 or 6, negative 5, offset.
Yeah, standard should be 600 kilohertz, unless it's not standard. How about the 146? Is it 820 repeater? Where is it located and how does it do?
That would be a question for somebody more advanced and more knowledgeable than I am. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. Do you happen to be a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society Club?
Repeater I use, I don't know if I'm necessarily a member or not, but since I have my license and that's where I got my license from, I don't know if I'm a member or if I just got my license from there. I don't really, I'm still kind of a novice at this. I've been doing this for maybe 1 or 2 years. I haven't exactly been on here like that, but I listen in all the time and sometimes chime in to certain people when they chime in that I know.
I'm guessing if you pay club dues every year, you're a member. If you're not paying dues every year, you would not be a member, would be my guess.
Yeah, forgive me. I've been kind of sick, so my voice is kind of gone, but I don't necessarily pay club fees, so I guess that would be a no.
Roger, is this repeater linked to any other repeaters in South Carolina, or is it just standalone coverage on its own?
On coverage on what?
Is this repeater, the 610 repeater, is it linked to any other South Carolina repeaters? Are they linked together?
Once again, I would have to refer you to anybody that might be listening that's been using this a lot longer than I have, because I really don't have any idea. Or ZPH. How's that for my lack of knowledge on this? But I'm going to let you go. It's good to hear from you from Tennessee, KQ4LOO, standing by.
Roger, nice to meet you. You have a good rest of your day. ZBH, go ahead, sir.
B4ZPH. Name here is David. I heard a couple of the comments and questions that you guys were talking through. This 146-610 repeater is on Caesar's Head. It's about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina line. It's not linked to any other repeaters. It does have the Echo Link capabilities, but it's not linked to any other repeaters in the state.
That's a long way from Greenville, isn't it? The repeater from Greenville, isn't that a long distance?
Or by ground transportation, it is. As a crow flies, it's not quite as far, I guess you could say. But Caesar's Head, I think, is an elevation of a little over 3,000 feet. So this repeater has a really good coverage throughout the majority of Greenville County and parts of Spartanburg County and into surrounding counties.
And there's no PL tone required on it, correct? It's just carrier squelch?
Correct. There's no PL tone.
How about the 146820 repeater? What can you tell me about that?
682 repeater is on Paris Mountain, which is much closer to Greenville. It does not have a PL tone either.
It's not tied into Echo Link, is it? Is it linked to any other repeaters?
It is not. It's, to my knowledge, it's not on Echo Link, and it is also not linked to other repeaters.
Well, that's good to know. I appreciate the information. Are there any other Greenville area, local Greenville area repeaters that I should be aware of?
WB4ZPH. There's several repeaters in the general area within Greenville. I don't know, you know, what you may be looking to do. If you're looking for some linked repeaters, there's some. There are some in the state that are linked throughout the state. But I think there's one on Caesar's Head that is in the link system, similar. So it has should have similar coverage areas, this one. And then there's several that are on 440 that are linked throughout the state. There's a Fleet Talk group that's linked throughout the state, and they have a 440 repeater on Caesar's Head, I believe.
W4KEJ, Knoxville, Tennessee. No, I'd rather for it not to be linked. That was the reason if I was asking if they were linked, because I'd rather talk on a repeater that's not linked all across the state. So very good. Well, nice to meet you. Again, my name is Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, and I'm looking to make a move from Knoxville to Greenville. I don't have a date yet. In the coming months, in the not-too-distant future, just trying to learn about the ham community in Greenville and the repeaters and the radio club down there. And do you have a pretty good group of active hams, or is a repeater seldom used, or what's the activity like down there?
This repeater you're on is probably one of the most, or one of the more active repeaters. There's several good repeaters in the area, but this one is very active. Usually there's a nightly net, so 365 here at 9 p.m. a net runs on this very repeater. And there's a good group of folks on this repeater, so there's plenty of activity on this one. I can't speak for all of the surrounding repeaters, but this one is usually pretty active. If you're looking for somebody, this is a good place to start.
I appreciate the information. I'm going to come down there first and stay in a hotel along Interstate 85 for a few days. You think I'd be able to work this repeater on a handheld inside of a hotel room?
Not sure. Maybe. Depends on, you know, where your hotel's at or where at on 85. But it might be difficult inside the hotel on an HT. Now, if you step out on the balcony, you're probably going to get in. There's some areas within downtown Greenville that are sort of in the shadow of Paris Mountain to this repeater, and that's where the 14682 kind of comes into play. So when you're in the downtown area, it's difficult, near impossible to hit this repeater. But outside of the downtown area, shouldn't have any problems. And I've operated from an HD on this repeater from parts of Greenville, excluding, you know, the downtown area. So you probably can get into it if you step out on a balcony or on a porch inside the hotel. I can't guarantee it to you.
I understand. You think I'd have better luck on the 8-2 machine inside of a hotel in Greenville? You say it's closer?
Most likely. Still hard to say inside. Now, I mean, if you want to use your HD inside, I don't know if it's a dual band, but if you have a dual band HD, you probably do a little bit better, maybe on some of the 440 repeaters, just guessing. But there's I don't know if you've got a smartphone. If you have a smartphone, there's an application called Repeater Book. And if you download the Repeater Book application, you can see, based on your GPS coordinates, you can see all the nearby repeaters to you with field tones and offsets and all of that information, even details on, you know, whether it's an Echo Link or an All-Star repeater. But you probably could get into 14682, within Greenville. I guess your mileage may vary. I don't know for certain, you know, indoors in the Greenville area, but I suspect you probably could.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Repeater Book. I forgot that they had that. I normally access it on the web. I forgot that they got that feature that will lose your location, tell you the repeater's around you. So that's a good idea. I'll check that out. All right. Well, I won't hog up the repeater anymore. I really appreciate the information. And maybe we'll get to meet up someday. I'm going to go down there for a visit in the near future, and then I'm going to permanently move down there. So 73 for now, and I look forward to talking to you, and maybe I'll check you into the net. Is it just Monday through Friday on the net, or does it happen on weekends too? 73, W4KEJ.
It's every night, so it truly is a 365 days a year net. So every day of the week, so weekdays and weekends. So there'll be a net this evening. And, yeah, I'm sure, you know, the net controller would be happy to check you in. It's usually a pretty active group and a pretty active net. On Wednesdays, the swap net is ran. So if you have anything that you want to sell or anything you're looking for as far as radio equipment or antennas or, you know, any radio-related equipment, you can list it, and it'll be read out on the swap net on Wednesdays. Or you can hang out and listen to the swap net and shop, you know, if there's anything that you might need. So, yeah, it's a very active repeater and a very good net. So, well, enjoy your trip and your visit to Greenville, and hopefully we'll hear you again. W4KEG from WB4ZPH 73.
73, W4KEJ, Whiskey 4 Kilo Echo Juliet. Clear.
W4KEG, KQ4LOO here. Thank you for stepping in and providing him with information I did not know the answers to.
Glad to be able to shed a little light, or at least what I know, and maybe help somebody out. This repeater, I mean, everything I said is pretty accurate. I mean, it's a very active repeater. It's a good repeater to be on, and it's a watering hole for learning. So I too am still learning. But nice to talk with you guys. Hope you have a good day. WB4ZPH.
KQ4LO, we stand by.